Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara discusses Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Loi Shema Thomas Ishtoi. The Gemara wants to know what exactly is done with the second wife. The Gemara says, Misagali B'takanto. Is it enough just to designate a second wife? Beisei Omer Rachmano, v'hach lav beisei. She's not beisei if he's not married to her. And that the Gemara says, the Mekadosh lo. He's Mekadosh her. The Gemara continues, that's also not enough. And the Gemara says, the Konis lo. The only way it could be considered beisei is if he does Kiddushim and Nisuin. On that the Gemara says, im kein havel shnei batim. V'rachmano Omer, v'chiper ba'adi u'bad beisei, v'loi ba'ad shtei batim. The Gemara says, if he's married to two wives, that's also a problem. He cannot be married to two wives. The Pasuk says, "V'chiper ba'ad yobad beisoy v'loy ba'ad shnei batim." Now let's discuss for a moment this din of shnei batim. The pashtus of the sugya is, this is a din unique to Yom Kippurim. The rest of the year, we don't find it's a problem for a kohen gadol to be married to two wives. Only here, where the Pasuk says, "V'chiper ba'ad yobad beisoy," there's a problem for a kohen gadol to have two wives. And furthermore, in the sugya is mevur that he marries a second wife, and in order it shouldn't be a problem of shtei batim, he's megarish with a tenai, like we'll see later on. So it's clear that there was a certain time period that he was married to two wives. The only thing that we're concerned about is that during the avodas Yom Kippurim he should not have two wives. So it's clear that there's no din the rest of the year for the kohen gadol that he cannot be married to two wives. We see like that as well from the Tosis Hashanim over here in the sugya. He asks, "Divrei Maskov v'loy ba'ad shnei batim," from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk says, "Vayisalo Yehoyada noshim shneim vayevolad bonim ubonis." How could Yehoyada, who was a kohen gadol, have two wives? And the Tosfos Hashanim says, "Shema b'yom Kippurim hayu megarish achas mihem." Maybe Enechanami every year before Yom Kippur he would be megarish one of them, so it should not be a problem of shnei batim. Here as well, it's mevur that the rest of the year there's no problem for a kohen gadol to have two wives. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Hilchos Isuri Biyo Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, "Mitzvah Saseh al kohen gadol sheyisa naira besula." The Rambam discusses who a kohen gadol is supposed to marry, and at the end of the halacha he says, "Ve'enay noise shtei noshim la'olam ka'achas." He can never be married simultaneously to two wives. Shenemar, and he brings a different pasuk, Isha achas v'lo shtayim, the pasuk of who Isha b'psuleha yikach. There the pasuk says Isha. The Rambam says we make a drasha, Isha is mashma achas v'lo shtayim. So the Rambam does not bring our pasuk of beisay v'lo shnei batim, he brings a different drasha, and therefore the Rambam's mashma that it's a problem the whole year. The Ravid over there is chilik on the Rambam. He says, "Lo nitzchav rozo isa svara." This svara of the Rambam is not clear. Shloi Amru b'Mesechtas Yuma ela beisay v'lo shnei batim. All we find is the Gemara in Yuma that says beisay v'lo shnei batim. Ve'efsha shloi nesar b'beis noshim ela b'yom Kippurim shloi yimshach libo yachareim v'yovei l'day tomo. The Ravid says we only find the pasuk by Yom Kippur, and maybe only over there it's a problem, so that he should not be nimshach after his wives and come l'day tomo. But the rest of the year there's no problem. And the Ravid continues, Avol hadas nu senes kain. Logically, the Rambam does make sense that he should never be married to two wives. Kadesh shlo yitztarich legarish erev Yom Kippurim, so that he should not have to divorce one every year on erev Yom Kippurim. Ella, the Ravid continues, shani mitzi. We find the pasuk vayisalo yohayoda shtei noshim veivodu banim ubanis. He says we find the pasuk that says clearly a kohen gadol could be married to two wives. That's the same pasuk that the Tosfos Hashanim brings. So the Ravid holds that there's no problem the rest of the year for a kohen gadol to marry two wives. The problem is only on Yom Kippurim. Now, l'chayr, the Ravid could have brought a stronger Rai from our sugya, like we mentioned before, that the Gemara is mevur that he marries a second wife, and he's just megarish one out tonight. That's mashma that there's no problem the rest of the year to have two wives. Now, let's go back to the Ravid. The lashon of the Ravid is, v'efsha shle nesar el b'yom Kippurim shle yimshach liba yachareim v'yovel l'day tumma. Why did the Ravid feel necessary to explain taima dekra, to explain the reason why the Torah would be makbid dafka on Yom Kippurim? Let him merely bring the pasuk. The pasuk we only find by Yom Kippurim, basically v'loy ba'ad shnei batim, So the Torah was only makbid on Yom Kippur not to have two wives. We don't find the Torah was makbid anywhere else. Why did the Rebbe have to bring the reasoning why the Torah would be makbid on Yom Kippurim? And it would seem that even the Rebbe himself had it sad to understand that even though the Pasuk is by Yom Kippurim, but perhaps the Torah is not coming to tell us a din specifically by Yom Kippurim. Perhaps this is a gili milsa that a Kohen Gadol can never have two wives. The Torah is telling us that a Kohen Gadol is someone who has one wife. Not because Dafk over here by Yom Kippurim where Makpi should only have one wife. Rather, this is telling us that a Kohen Gadol is someone who always has one wife. This is how the Torah is megal to us, a din which is true all year round. And therefore the Raven had to say no, that it's mistaber, that when the Torah says bad basiv lay bad shnei batim, the Torah means to show us a hakpada dafkan Yom Kippurim, because it makes sense, there the Torah would be makbid shalayavil lay tumba. And not that the pshat is that it's a giloy to all over, that he can never have two wives. Now the Rambam, as we mentioned, in Hilchas Yisuri Bio, brings the drosha of Isha Achas V'loy Shtayim. In Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, he does not bring Bechlal, any pasuk, or any din, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be married to two wives. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, he brings, HaKol Osi B'Kohen Gadol Nosui, all Avodas Hayoyim on Yom Kippurim have to be done with a Kohen Gadol who is Nosui, who is married. Shenemar V'chipar Ba'adayu Ba'ad Beisoy, Beisoy Zu Ishtoy. So he brings the din that a Kohen Gadol has to have a wife, but he makes no mention of the din that he cannot have two wives. And this would be mashma that there's no unique din by Yom Kippurim. The only din that a Kohen Gadol cannot have two wives is a general din. A din that he cannot have all year round two wives. But there's nothing special about Avodas Hayoyim which would be mechayev him not to have two wives. Now the Gvura Sari in the beginning of the Masechta was mistapik about the din basis of Ishtoy, which includes really two dinim. One, that he has to have a wife, and secondly, that he cannot be married to two wives. The Gvura Sari was mistapik. Is this ma'akev the avodah b'di'evet? If he does the avodah without a wife or with two wives, will that pass all the avodah? Now, at least legabi the din of beisay v'loy shnei batim, from the fact that the Rambam makes no mention anywhere in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, it would be mashma that it's not a din mitzad Avodas Yom Kippurim, and it definitely will not be ma'akev in the avodah. The Minchas Chinuch mitzvah kuf pehei oy zayin, he assumed that the din beisay zu ishtoy. These dinim are ma'akev even b'di'evet. And he asks Akasha, why did the Rambam not mention anywhere in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim the din of shnei batim? This is a raya l'chera that it would not be ma'akev at least b'di'evet. Now the truth is there is another Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Hei Halacha Yud, he says like this, ve'einay noise shtei nashim. He's talking about the dinim of the Kohen Gadol, all of the dinim who he can marry, who he cannot marry. And he brings it in that a Kohen Gadol cannot be married to two wives. And he continues, V'imnosa shtei noshim, eina yochel lavid b'yoyim hatzoyim, ad sheyigoresh la'achas mihem. He does not bring the pasuk of Beisoy v'loy shnei batim, but he is mashma that there is something unique about Yom Kippurim that he cannot do lavid with two wives. The Arsameach in Hilchas Yisuri Biyo, the first Rambam that we brought, he has a big chiddush, and he wants to say that just like we find that if a Kohen Gadol is married to Almana before he was Nismane as a Kohen Gadol, he was married while he was a Kohen Hedit, and then he's Nismane, the din is he does not have to divorce his wife. This is a Mishnah in Yevamos, and the Mishnah says even if he only had Kiddushin, and then he was Nismane to be a Kohen Gadol, he could even do Nisuin on this Almana. Only if he was already a Kohen Gadol is there a problem for him to marry an Almana. And the Arsameach is Mechadish, the same din will be true, the Gabi, the din of the Rambam, V'hu Isha B'Psula Yikach. The Rambam says, Isha Achas V'Loy Shnayim, he cannot be married to two wives all year long. The Arsameach says, if before he was Nismana to be a Kohen Gadol, he was already married to two wives, and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he does not have to be Megarish one of them. And with this he explains the Rambam and Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says that if he's married to two wives, he cannot do Avoda when Yom Kippurim comes unless he's Megarish one of them. He learns that the Rambam does not mean he was married to them B'Isser. We're talking about a case when he was already married to them, to both wives, before he was Nismana to be a Kohen Gadol. And then Yom Kippurim comes, so till now he was fine. But now when Yom Kippurim approaches, he will have to be Megarish one of them before he does the Avoda Sayyim. The Arsameach is understanding that there are two dinim over here. One din, like the Rambam says, from the word Isha, v'loy shnayim, that's a din all year long, and that Aris Melech says is only a problem if after he already was a Kohen Gadol, he cannot marry two wives, but if he was married before, then it's okay. But there's a second din, mitzad avodah sayoyim, he cannot do the avodah sayoyim with two wives, so there it doesn't make a difference when he was married to them. It has to be that when he does the avodah sayoyim, he's only married to one wife, so he'll have to be megarish one of them before Yom HaKippurim. Now the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Lekutei Halachos, the Pirush on the bottom called the Zevach Toida, he goes one step further. He says even a bigger Chiddush. And he says, Lulei demistafino, hayisi oimer milsachadeti, I would say a big Chiddush. That only if the Kohen Gadol married the second wife after he already was a Kohen Gadol, so he knew at the time that when Yom HaKippurim comes, he's going to have a problem, so he should not have married the second wife in the first place. Then the din is that he has to be megarish one. But if he was married to two before he was dismanned to be a Kohen Gadol, then even when Yom HaKippurim comes, he does not have to be megarish one. He could be married with two wives because he did not do anything wrong in the Nisuin. This is a much greater Chiddush than the Aris HaMeach. The Chafetz Chaim is saying that even on Yom HaKippurim he could do avodah with two wives as long as he was married to both of them before he was nismanet. And this seems difficult to understand. If the Rambam is telling us that he has to make sure that when Yom Kippur comes he only has one wife, and it's a din mitzad avodah Yom HaKippurim, it's a tenai how the avodah has to be done with a Kohen Gadol who has one wife, then what's the difference if he was married to both of them before he was nismanet? How can we allow him to go do the avodah lechatchila with two wives? And it would seem the Chafetz Chaim understood differently. The Chafetz Chaim understood the Rambam that since there's a din all year round that he has to have dafka one wife and not two wives, so the pasuk that tells us that on Yom Kippur as well, beisay v'lo shnei batim, that's not a new concept. It's not mitzad avodas Yom HaKippurim. Rather, the pasuk is reiterating the same din. The same din that he cannot have two wives all year round, the Torah repeats it and tells us that b'shas avodas Yom HaKippurim, during this man, he definitely has to make sure not to have two wives, and that's why the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us that even if he had two wives until now, before he does the avodah, he has to make sure to be megarish one of them. But since it's the same concept, it's not a new din mitzad avodas Yom HaKippurim, so the Chafetz Chaim is mechadish that if he was married to both of them before he was nismaneh, then the Torah is not mechayiv him to be megarish one of them when he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Then even when Yom HaKippurim comes, since the whole reason he can't have a second wife is mitzad the same din, because he's not supposed to be married to two wives all year round, so then even to do the avodah Yom HaKippurim will allow him to do the avodah with two wives. So akoponim, we have machlokes Aris HaMeach and the Chafetz Chaim and how to understand the two dinim of the Rambam. The Aris HaMeach understands that there's one din all year round not to be married to two wives. That din, he's mechadish, as long as he was married to both of them before he was nismaneh, he does not have to be megarish. And there's a second din, which said, Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so when Yom HaKippurim comes, he does have to be megarish one of them. And according to the Chafetz Chaim, the pasuk by Yom HaKippurim is also the same concept that he's not supposed to ever be married to two wives. And if he was married to both of them before he was nismaneh, he doesn't have to be megarish them even when Yom Kippur comes. The Chafetz Chaim is a greater Chiddush, however, according to the Chafetz Chaim, it would make more sense why the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim does not mention Bechlal, this din, because it's not a Tnai Mitzad Avodas Hayoyim. Now the Gemara has a lengthy Arichos to explain how we can ensure that the Kohen Gadol will have Dafka one wife on Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara goes back and forth how he's Megarish with a Tnai. And Rashi explains that really all of the steps until we get to the final Maskana have obvious problems, and it's clear why they don't work. But the Gemara wanted to point out why everything else is not a possibility until we get to the final maskana, the solution that works. That's the only possible way to do it. And the Gemara maskana is that he's mekadesh and kindness a second wife, and then he gives both of his wives a get. So for example, if he's married to Rachel, he marries a second wife, Leah. And to Leah, he gives a get afterwards and says, Al menas shiloy tomos chavercho, so that if Rachel remains alive, Leah's get will take effect, and he'll only be married to Rachel and not to Leah. And to his original wife, Rachel, he'll also give a get with a tenai, Almanas sheikonis lebeis haknesses. So if his wife Rachel dies, Leah will be the one that's married to the Kohen Gadol. And the only problem is we want to make sure that there was no point in the avodah that were two wives, so he goes into the Beis HaKnesses and causes Rachel's get to take effect l'mafreya. So the whole day, he only had one wife, he was married to Leah. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Now the Gvura Sari over here asks a very basic kasha. Why was it necessary for him to marry a second wife and then be megarish her? We're causing every year another woman to become a grusha, making her apostle to a kain. There's a simpler eitzah. Instead of being mekadish and then being megarish, let him do the original kiddushin al tnei. He'll be mekadish Leah, and he'll say that im tomas chavirtech tehei mekudesh asli. Leah's kiddushin will only be al tnei that Rachel dies. And then again, to Rachel, his original wife, he'll be megarish al tnei she'akonis lebeis ha'knesses. And this way, he'll always be married to one wife. If his wife Rachel dies, so the kiddushin of Leah will take place and he'll be married to Leah. If Rachel does not die, the kiddushin of Leah will not take place, he'll only be married to Rachel. And if Rachel dies in the middle of Yom Kippurim, so he'll go into the Beis HaKnesses, and her geirushin will take place l'mafreya, and it turns out he was only married to Leah from the beginning of the day. And even though, he continues, the Gemara is mavur that kiddushin alone is not enough, we need nisuin as well. The Gemara says that's not a problem, he could do chuppah also al tanai. And even though bia he would not want to do al tanai, so it does not turn out that his bia was a bia znus, but chuppah without bia is also good enough for nisuin. And in the chuppah he could do it tanai. And he quotes a Gemara in Yevamos daf Kuf Zayin. It's a shaila in the Rishonim over there, but most Rishonim seem to hold that a chuppah al tanai is also good. So let the kohen gadol do kedushin and nisuin al tanai, and this way he will not have to be mekadish and then megarish another woman and cause her to become posel to a kohen. Now this whole Gvura Sari is based on the fact that to be considered Beisai, he does not have to do a Bia. It's enough a Chuppah without a Bia. Now earlier on Daf Beis, the beginning of the Masechta, the Gvura Sari brought a riot to this. He says, because Rav Yehuda's Lashon is, Af Isha Acheres Maskinen Loi, the Mashmois is that he's adding to the words of the Tanakama that the Kohen Gadol is Pirish 7 days before Yom Kippurim. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says, during this time period, also, we give him a second wife. And during these days, he cannot possibly do a bia. The Gemara says that for these 7 days, he has to be separated from his wife because of Achshash Tumas Nida. So how can he take this second wife during the 7 days of Prisha? It must be that Chuppah without bia is enough for her to be considered Beisai. And furthermore, he brings a Rashi in Sukkah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph that says clearly that the Isha Acheres Shemaskinen Loi is done Erev Yom HaKippurim. Erev Yom HaKippurim is already the days of Prisha where he cannot do a Bia, and still he's able to be Koinesser to be considered Beisai. So the Kasha remains, let him do a Kedushin and a Chuppah with a Tanai. Why does he have to be Mekadosh and Koines and then afterwards be Megarish? So the Gvura Sari has a lengthy discussion here, as well as in the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Tzadik Gimel, about the Sugya of Breira. Someone who does a kinyan or some type of transaction, which will be determined later, is it Chal or not. And he discusses Shitas Rabbi Yehuda about Breira, and Lamaisa, his teretz to his kasha is as follows. That if he's going to be Mekadosh Isha Al Tanai Shatomas Ishti, that's totally in Breira. That's telling something positive has to occur later on to determine that the original Kedushin is a good Kedushin l'mafreya. And that's telling Breira, and Yehuda does not hold of Breira. Therefore, there's no such option to be Mekadosh al Tanai. Masha Enkein, if he does a Kedushin and a Nisuin, and then afterwards he's Megarish al Tanai, there the Tanai is Im Loi Tomas Ishti Tehei Megureshes. He's Megarish the second wife Leah al Tanai that his first wife Rachel does not die. That is something which is passive. There we do hold of Breira, and it can be determined later that the original Gerushin was a good Gerushin. Now what about the Gerushin of Rachel? There also he makes a Tanai. He makes a Tanai that if I'm Nichnas to the Beis HaKnesses, that should determine that the get was a good get already from the beginning of Yom Kippurim. Even though there it is totally in something positive occurring later, nevertheless, the Gvura Sari says, that's not a problem of Breira. Why? Because since it's an action which he himself can decide later on whether he wants to do it or not, that's called Toli Bedas Atzmai, there the din is that it can work and it's not a problem of Breira. So that's why he cannot do a Kedushin and Nisuin Amanas Shatomos Ishti. However, he goes on to ask a second Kasha, and he says there's even a better Eitzah. Let him be Mekadosh Al Tanai, but not al tanai, which will be chal l'mafreya, that if something occurs later, that will cause the kedushin to be chal from originally. Let it be mekadish likesh ayomos ishti. Let him make a kedushin which will be chal later, at a later point. If the wife will die later, then the second wife's kedushin will take place only then. And this is even a better Eitzah, he says. Because if he does this, he does not have to give any Gerushin Bechlal to his original wife. If his original wife does not die, so the second one's Kedushin will never be Chal. And if his original wife does die, then the Kedushin of the second one will take place only then, and there won't be a problem of ever having two wives. The second Kedushin only takes place after the first wife dies. So throughout the day, the Kohen Gadol did all the Avodah with one wife. Up until the point that his first wife died, Rachel, his first wife, was Beisai. And from when she died, Leah's Kedushin takes place and she's Beisai. There's never a problem of having two wives. And this, the Gversary says, is not a problem of Breira. Breira is only when we want that something should occur later to be Megala Lemafreya, that the original Kedushin took place when it was given. But if we want the Kedushin to take place only later, at a later point, that is not totally in Breira. So this would seem to be the best Eitzah. Be Mekadosh Almanas, Sheyochol Likish Hayomus Ishti. He doesn't have to do Kedushin and Nesuin and then go be Megarish, the second wife. And secondly, this way he does not have to give any get bechlal to his original wife. On this he answers a different teretz, that doing such a kinyan, which will take place only later, is not poshut. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nuntes, Daf Samach, they discuss a Kedushin Kesef, which will be chal later. He wants to give her Kesef, and the Kedushin should only take place at a later point. Or he gives her a shtar, Kedushin shtar, and it should only take place at a later point. And the Gemara says that by Kedushin Shtar, if the Shtar is no longer around at the time the Kedushin has to be Mchal, the Kedushin cannot work. Kesef, on the other hand, the Gemara says, Kesef is always considered that it's still Kayam, even if the Kesef is not here anymore, that's considered that the Kesef is still around, and the Kedushin could be Chal at a later point. Kedushin Bia, that cannot work to be Chal later, because the Bia is something which was done at the time, and it's not around Bechlal, the Maisa is over. It's not around when we want the Kedushin to be Chal. Any Maisa Kinyan, which we want to be Chal later, if it's a one-time Maisa, the Maisa is over with, they cannot be Chal at a later point. And therefore he says the same thing would be as far as the Chuppah. If he wants to do a Maisa Chuppah now, and it should only be Chal later, when the Tanai is Neskayim, Likashayomus Ishtoy, that cannot work. The Chuppah is done with. It's not something which could be Chal at a later point. So that's how the Gvursari, the Shagasari, Barichos, they come out, that as far as being making a Chal Lemafreya, doing the Kedushin and the Chuppah al Tanai, that if his wife dies, then it should be Chal from now, that's Tolium Beira, that cannot work. And to make it Chal later, doing the Kedushin and the Chuppah, Likesh Yomus Ishtoi, that it will only be Chal later, then it won't be a problem of Beira. However, he says that's a different problem, that's something which the Meis is not Kayam later, and therefore it cannot work. Now, Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis, Madura Kama, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, discusses the Gvursari and the Shagasari at length, and he starts with the second Kasha, why can't you be Mekadosh that it should be Chal after the first wife dies? And he says, why Bechlal does the Kohen Gadol marry the second wife before Yom Kippur? Why can't he just wait, and if on Yom Kippur the first wife will die, at that point he'll marry the second wife? So Tosfos later on, we'll see, brings B'Shem the Yerushalmi actually holds like this. He does not have to do anything before Yom Kippur, he just waits, and if on Yom Kippur the first wife dies, then at that point he marries the second wife. So why does the Bavli not hold up this? So Pashtus is, like the Yerushalmi itself discusses, that this could be a problem of doing a Kinyan on Shabbos. Kinyan on Shabbos is a problem, it's a Shvus, it's Asur Midrabanan, and therefore, if there's a way to get around it without having to be over this Isser, which Agamar Lamaskana came out with a solution, so if so, there's no heter to be over the Shvus on Yom Kippurim. Now, Rabbi Kiveger wants to be mechadish that to do a kinyan on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Kippur, which will take place, it will be chal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, that possibly is also a Shvus, that's also aser. This tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger is actually to discuss this shaila. Someone asked him, is one allowed to do a kinyan on Erev Shabbos to be chal, to take place on Shabbos? And Rabbi Kiveger wanted to be mechadish that it is a problem. And he says, this is the reason why we cannot do the Eitzah of the Gvursari. We cannot do a Kiddushin al Tanai, which will take place Likesh Hayomus Ishtoi, because then also you have the same Shvus. The whole Gemara is trying to come up with a possible way to get around being Oiver Shvus. Once you're anyways being Oiver Shvus, you might as well just do like the Yerushalmi. Wait to see if the first wife dies, and if she dies, then he'll marry the second wife. Agma is trying to get around it. And therefore, we cannot possibly do this Eitzah to be Mekadosh al Tanai And it will be chal after the first wife dies, because Rabbi Kveger says, there as well, one will be over this shvus of doing a kinyan on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Kveger goes on to discuss the first kasha of the Gvur Sari, and he says the Gvur Sari gave a teretz that it cannot be done because it's Tali and Brera. To do a kiddushin and a chuppah of Manas Shiyomis Ishtai, the Gvur Sari says it's a problem of Brera, because it's totally in a positive occurrence happening later, and according to Behuda, less Leibera, therefore it can't work. Rabbi Kveger asks a very simple kasha, which seems to be a pella on the Gvur Sari. Rabbi Kveger says, let him be Mekadish, the second wife Leah, al Manas Shei Konis L'Beis HaKnesses. The same way the Gemara says that his original wife, Rachel, were afraid that she's going to die, and it will turn out he had two wives, so he gives her a get, al Manas Shei Konis L'Beis HaKnesses, and if he sees that she's dying, he goes into the Beis HaKnesses, and she's discouraged from Afreya. That's not a problem of Brera, like the Gvur Sari says, because it's something which is totally in his own action. So let him be Mekadosh Leah, al Manas Shei Konis L'Beis HaKnesses. And at the same time he was Megarish, his original wife Rachel, also al Manas Shei Konis L'Beis HaKnesses. So if he sees his wife Rachel is about to die, he goes into the Beis HaKnesses, and this accomplishes two things. This makes the Kedushin of Leah take place, and it makes the Gerushin of Rachel take place. So it turns out from the beginning of Yom HaKippurim, he was only married to one wife. He was married to Leah and not married to Rachel. So what was the Gvur Sari's teretz? There's a simple etzah to do a kedushin and a chuppah al tanai in a way which does not come into a problem of Brera. Let him make the tanai on something which is telling his own actions, which the Gvur Sari himself says is not a problem of Brera. And because of this kasha, Rabbi Kveger wants to be mechadish a second chiddush. He wants to say that if someone does a kinyan on Erev Shabbos al tanai, if he goes afterwards on Shabbos and is mekayim the tanai, then even though the actual kinyan takes place l'mafreya from before Shabbos, it's also considered a shvus. This is also something which is also midarbanan to do on Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Kveger says, if we would do this second etzah of being mekadosh al tanai she'ikonis l'beis haknesses, so if he sees his original wife Rachel dying, he's going to go nichnas in the Beis HaKnesses, and that's going to cause the kedushin of Leah to take place and the gerushin of Rachel to take place. It turns out he's over on two shvusim, two isurei drabanan. He's causing two kinyanim to take place, and therefore it's better to do the eitz of the Gemara, which only has one shvus. Rabbi Kveger is saying that really the eitz of the Gemara also involves a shvus, which shvus, the gerushin of his wife Rachel, which can possibly take place if he sees that she's dying and he goes into the Beis HaKnesses, he's causing the Gerushin of Rachel to happen. That also is a Shvus. But it's better to do that than to be Mekadosh Leah tonight. And if he goes into the Beis HaKnesses, he's over on two Shvusin. He's causing two Kinyonim to take place. However, Rabbi Kveger continues, if this is true, that being Mekayim tonight and causing the Kedushin or Gerushin to be Chal is also a problem on Shabbos, so then the other kasha comes back. Once even the eitz of the Gemara involves a shvus, by going into the Beis HaKnesses and causing the gerushin of his original wife to take place, that involves a shvus. So now the second kasha of the Gvur Sari comes back. Why can he be Mekadosh and be Machnas Lechopo, the second wife, Amnas that it should be Chal later after the first wife dies? And Rabbi Kveger answered that that involves a shvus, because the Kinyan Lemaisa is taking place on Shabbos. But even the Gemara says it involves the Shvus. So Mali Hai Shvus, Mali Hai Shvus. If anyways we're going to be over one Shvus, then the Gvur Sari's Eitzah is much better. He doesn't have to be Machnas and then afterwards be Megarish. Do the Kedushin Lechuppah Al Manas and it should be Chal later after the first wife dies. And even though that involves the Shvus, the Gemara's Eitzah also involves the Shvus. That's one thing that's Shver. And the second thing is, Rabbi Kveger asks, that Tosfos later on brings the Yerushalmi. Tosfos and Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Lechoda, in the middle of the Tosfos, quotes the Yerushalmi that says, Maskinon means only as mono. He's not Mekadosh before Yom HaKippurim. And Tosfos says, the Yerushalmi is not like Erev Sugya, who holds that he is Mekadosh and Machnas before Yom HaKippurim. And the Yerushalmi says, we don't want to be Machnas beforehand, because then he's going to have Shnei Batim. And then the Yerushalmi continues, V'lo nimtza ke'koine kinyin b'Shabbos, it's going to turn out he's doing a kinyin on Shabbos. Since it's only a shvus, b'migdosh it's mutter. And if this is true, what's the pshat in the Bavli? According to Rabbi Kveger, that even the eitzah of Erev Sugya involves the shvus. If he's going to be nichnas to the Beis HaKnesses and cause his original wife's gerushin to take place, that also involves the shvus. So why might as well do like the Yerushalmi, not to be Mekadosh and Machnis Bechlal, and if the first wife dies, he'll be Mekadosh on Yom Kippur itself, and even though that involves a Shavuos, but Arsig's Eitzah also involves a Shavuos, so might as well do like the Yerushalmi. Now the Maisa Reb Kivegar concludes as follows. He says, the Gvur Sarib brought a Raya, we mentioned it earlier, that the Din Beisoy is not Mechayi for the Kohen Gadol to do a Biyah. The Gvur Sarib said that Shivas Yom Kedim Yom Kippurim, he cannot possibly do a bio, and therefore Chuppos enough without a bio. Reb Kivegar does not mask him to the rise of the Gvur Sarib. He says it's not Muchach from Er Sugyo, perhaps maybe really he was Kainis more than 7 days before and he did a bio, and only then it would be considered a Beisoy. However, Reb Kivegar says, from the Yerushalmi, it's definitely Muchach that you do not need a bio. The Yerushalmi says that he's not Mekadosh and he does not do anything before Yom Kippurim, only on Yom Kippurim. After his wife dies, then he marries the second wife. And on Yom Kippur, he could definitely not do a bio. Yom Kippurim is Oster B'tash M'shamito. So the Yerushalmi clearly holds that it could be considered Beisoy even without a bio. And therefore, Reb Kveger says, the Pashtus is that the Bavli is not Chaylik on that. Why would we want to make such a Machlikis? Therefore, from the Bavli also, it's enough to be considered Beisoy even without a Bia. So what is the Machlokes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? Why is the Bavli not maskim to do the Eitzah of the Yerushalmi? So Reb Kveger says that this is totally in the Shaila of Chuppa She'enei Roi LeBia. This is a Nidan in the Rishonim in different places, in Ksubis and Kedushin. For example, by a Chuppas Nida, she's also to him, he cannot possibly do a Bia. Do we say that a chuppah is kaina even though it's not roi labiyah? Or chuppah only works if it's roi labiyah? And the Yerushalmi's muchach that a chuppah she'ain roi labiyah is considered a good chuppah. Because the Yerushalmi says that he could be kainasar on Yom Kippurim even though he cannot do a biyah. And therefore, Reb Kveger says, we can understand why the Bavli would not want to say like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli may be held that this is totally in chuppah she'ain roi labiyah. And we did not want to assume that tzad, that chuppah she'ein roi labiyo is a good chuppah. So therefore the Bavli did not say this eitzah for him to do kedushin and kedush and nesuin on Yom Kippurim, because that could be a problem of chuppah she'ein roi labiyo. So he has to do it before when it's roi labiyo. And therefore Kveger says, with this we can answer the other kasha as well. The kasha was, why can't we do the eitzah of the Shagas Aryeh? Let him do Kedushin and Nesuin al Tanai, that it should be Chal later on Yom Kippurim when the other wife dies. This is not a problem of Breira, like we explained earlier, because the Chalis is not going to happen until later. And even though we said this is a Shvus according to Rabbi Kveger, because the Kinyan is being Chal on Yom Kippurim, however, Rabbi Kveger says the Eitzah of the Gemara is also a Shvus. Being Mekayim at Tanai, which will cause the Kinyan to be Chal Mafreya, is also a Shvus. So why can't we do this Eitzah, which is much better? We do not have to cause the Isha to become a Grusha. So do the Eitzah to be Mekadosh or Tnai to be Chal later. And then Reb Kveger says, a Chiddush, that once we say that the Bavli did not want to hold Chuppah She'ein Roi Labiyah is good, so even if you do the Chuppah beforehand, Reb Kveger says, but if we want it to be Chal later on Yom HaKippurim, and at that time when it's Chal, it's Ein Roi Labiyah, because she's also B'tash B'Shamito, that also cannot work. That's also a problem of chuppah she'ein roi labiyah. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kveger. The chuppah being chal at a time when it's not roi labiyah is also a problem of chuppah she'ein roi labiyah. So we now understand why the Bavli did not hold of the Eitzah of the Yerushalmi, and we understand why we cannot do the Eitzah of the Shagas Aryeh to be Mekadosh, that it should be chal later on Yom HaKippurim, because that's a problem also of chuppah she'ein roi labiyah, because at the time it's chal, it's not roi labiyah. Now, the Gabri the Shaila of Chuppah She'ein Roi Labiyo, the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Ishus Kuntres Chasanim Se'if Dalid, discusses at length the Shaila of Chuppah She'ein Roi Labiyo, and he brings a Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus Halacha Beis that says Chuppah's Nido is not Koinet, because Chuppah has to be Roi Labiyo. And he asks from this Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi clearly holds that since the Kohen Gadol is being machnis on Yom HaKippurim, even though he's also b'tash b'shamito, it's a raya that chuppah she'ein roi labiyo is a good chuppah. So he asks on the Rambam, why does the Rambam paskin not like this Yerushalmi? And he quotes that the Bavli in Ksubis has his shaila, a suffix about this, and it's iboid lo yifshita. So if the Bavli has an iboid lo yifshita, and the Yerushalmi clearly holds like one side, why does the Rambam paskin not like this Yerushalmi? And he says a possible terrors to this kasha. He says it could be there's a difference between a chuppas nida and a chuppah on Yom Kippurim. A chuppah's nida, the woman herself, mitzan atzma, is not roi for chuppah. It could be there the Rambam holds that the chuppah is not koine. But on Yom HaKippurim, where she herself is roi for bia, it's just a general isser on everyone for tashba shamita, which he calls Yoima Dikagorim, the day is the cause of the isser. On that, maybe the Rambam would hold that's not a problem of chuppah she'en roi lebia. However, he says this svar is not so clear, and he leaves off with Tzarechin. In the end, he brings B'Shem the Mayim Chaim, which is the Pri Chodosh's Pirush on the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Halacha Beis, that the Pri Chodosh wants to understand a different pshat in the Machlokes Yushalmi and the Bavli. The Pri Chodosh holds that Yushalmi holds that you do not need a Knesset L'Chuppah Bechlal. Kedushin alone is enough to be considered Beisai. And that's why, according to the Yushalmi, you could do a Kedushin on Yom Kippurim, we don't have to worry about the Chuppah, and it's not a right, the Chuppah Sheina Royal B is good, because the Yushalmi is Chaylik on Er Sugya. Er Sugya says that she's not considered Beisai with Kedushin alone. You need Knesa also. On that, the Yushalmi holds not like that. The Yushalmi holds all you need is Kedushin. And therefore, it's no problem for him to do Kedushin on Yom Kippurim. The only Shaila is about a Shavuos, and that the Yushalmi says, we're not concerned about a Shavuos B'Migdosh. Now, when the Gemara gives the final Eitzah, the Gemara says he has to give a get to both wives. To one of them he says, Amanas Shiloi Tomos Chavertech. And to the other one he says, Haveza Giteich, Amanas Shekonas Ani Lebeis HaKnesses. And the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Ichozilo, the Kaboy Lememas, if he sees that she's about to die, Kodam Iyu Va'ayel Lebeis HaKnesses, he quickly goes ahead and goes to the Beis HaKnesses, Umash V'Legita Daha Gita L'Mafreya, he causes the get to take place L'Mafreya. The Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, he has to be Kodam Iyu, he has to go ahead before she dies into the Beis HaKnesses to be Mekayim the Tanai, which will cause her get to take place L'Mafreya. Now the Tosfos Hashonim as well as the Tosfos Rosh ask, Dibur Mascho Kichozi, V'im Toimer La'achar Misa Nami Yim Yelech L'Beis HaKnesses Migureshes L'Mafreya. Why does he have to go and make sure to be Mekayim the Tanai before she dies? Since this is a get which will be Chal L'Mafreya, from the time that it was given before Yom Kippurim, as long as in the end he's Mekayim the Tanai and he goes into the Beis HaKnesses, even if by that time she already had died, that will make the get Bichal HaMafreya. And he compares it to a Gemara in Gittin, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, which says, Haveza Giteich Me'achshav Im Leibosi Mikan Va'ad 12 Chodesh. He gives a get to his wife on condition that he does not come back within 12 months. Umeis B'Toich 12 Chodesh. He died within the 12 months. The Gemara says, this is a good get, because once he doesn't come back after 12 months, it's Chal HaMafreya. And even though at that time he was no longer alive, and if a person is dead, he cannot give a get, since it's Chal HaMafreya, it's as long as the Tanai was Miskayim in the end, even though by that time he was dead, that's enough to make it a good get. So here as well, even though she died before the Kiyum HaTanai, but since the get is Chal HaMafreya, it should be a good get, so why does he have to make sure to go to the Beis HaKnesses before she dies? And on this, the Tosfos Hashonim answers, Lodamya. It's different. Hasam kiyam to letznai shechaisa ad she'avru 12 chodesh. Over there, there was a kiyam atznai because she was alive after 12 months. So at the end of 12 months, when he doesn't come back, and she's still alive at the time, that's a good get. Whereas over here, she died at the time of the kiyam atznai. That's a problem. That's not a good get. Now the Ritva quotes this Tosfos, and he doesn't understand what's the chilik. What's the difference if he's the one who died or she's the one who died? And Agamar was saying that if she's dead already, bizman that the Tanai was Niskayim, that's a problem, it's not a good get. And in the case in Gittin, Enechanami, she's alive, but he's not alive at the time of the Kiyum HaTanai. When 12 months comes and he doesn't come back, he's already dead. So in order for the get to take place, you need both sides, you need him and her. Why is it a problem if she's not around B'Shas the Kiyum HaTanai, and it's not a problem if he's not around B'Shas the Kiyum HaTanai? The Tosfos Hashonim is not clear, what's the chilik? And therefore, the Ritva argues on the Tosfos Hashanim, and he says, "Einachanami meikar adin." We don't need that he should come inside the Beis HaKnesses before she dies. Even if the Tanai will be miskayim after she's already dead, the get will be chal mafreya. But Medarbanan, they said, we don't want the get should be mitli toli va'oimed. It should be hanging, and we're afraid that once she already dies and he's an einon, he's not going to get around to going to be miskayim the Tanai by going into the Beis HaKnesses. So they did a milo for kapara, in order for the Kapara of Yom Kippurim, that he should dafka make sure to be Mekayim the Tanai before she dies. Reb Kveger in Shuvis, Madura Kamo Simin Kufchov Zayin, speaks about this Shiloh, about a key matanai la'achar misa. And he quotes the Tosfos Hashanim in Arsugya, and he also does not understand what's the chilik if he dies before the key matanai or she dies before the key matanai. And he has two mahalachim to answer the kasha of Tosfos. The first mahalachi says that really a key matanai does not help la'achar misa. Whether it's she dying or him dying, either way, if the Tanai was only Niskayim La'achar Misa, that will not be a good get. However, the case of the Gemara in Gittin, where he said, if I don't come back within 12 months, it should be a get L'mafreya, Rabbi Kveger says, really, there the Kiyum HaTanai was before the person died. Because the moment we know that he's definitely not going to come back till 12 months, that already is a Kiyum HaTanai. So the moment before he dies, when he's already a Geisis, it's clear that he's about to die, and we know for sure he won't be able to come back before 12 months, the Tanai is already Niskayim, and she's Migureshes L'mafreya. And even though there's a din Darbonon, he quotes a Tosfos in the 7th parak of Gittin, that in Darbonon we don't allow her to remarry until after 12 months, but that's not Meikar HaDin. Really, the moment we know that he's not going to be able to come back within 12 months, that already is a Kiyum HaTanai, and she's Migureshes L'mafreya. Mash'enkin over here, if he's not going to go into the Beis HaKnesses until after she's dead, that's not considered a good Kiyum HaTanai, and the Gerushin won't be Chal L'mafreya. Now further on in the Tshuva, he says another Mahalach. He says this perhaps could be a pshat in what Tosfos Hashanim really meant. And he says in Er Sugya, why is it that we want the Kohen Gadol to have two wives? Because we're afraid one wife might die in Yom HaKippurim. Two wives will not choshesh she'll die. And therefore he does not want to go and be Megarish's original wife Rachel until he knows that she's dying. If he'll stam go ahead and be Megarish her, then we're choshesh that maybe the other wife will die in Yom HaKippurim and his original wife will live. And he'll end up not having any wife Bechlal. And really, even more than that, if his original wife Rachel lives, then the get of Leah will take place, because that get was al Tanai, that if his wife lives, so Leah will be Migureshes, and then again he won't end up with any wife Bechlal. Both of them will be Nisgarish. So he does not want to be Migarish Rachel unless he knows for sure that she's dying. And therefore, Rabbi Kveger says that even though maybe a Tanai that's Niskayim La'achar Misa, maybe we'll assume that is a good Tanai, and the get is Chal U'Mafreya. However, a get that the Tanai can only possibly be Niskayim La'achar Misa, in other words, there's no way that the Tanai will be Niskayim before, and therefore there's no way that this wife will ever be Mutter to someone else, B'chayel. Because only after she dies, the get is Niskayim, and it will turn out that she was never Mutter to anyone else. There, Rabbi Kveger says, it's a problem, it's not a good get, that's not krisus. If she's ogid bey, in other words, she's stuck, she has to stay with him, she cannot marry any other wife until she's dead, that's a chesaron in the etzim essence of a get. A get has to be krisus. It has to allow her to marry someone else. So if the Tanai is not going to be Niskayim until after she dies, and that's the only possible way that the get could take place, that's not a good get. For example, Rabbi Kveger says, there's a Gemara that says, if he makes a Tanai that you don't do such and such until the day that you die, that's not a good get. Because the only way that the get will be Chal is if she keeps the Tanai until she dies, and only then will it be Chal Amafreya. That's not a good get because she's Ogid Bey, she's tied to him her entire life. And therefore, Rabbi Kveger says, in Er Sugyo, since he does not want the Tanai to be Niskayim until after she dies, and even though theoretically he can possibly go into the Beis HaKnesses and it will be Megarisher, that will be a Kiyum HaTanai and she'll be Megareshes, but since he's definitely not going to do that, since the Kapara of all of Klal Yisrael is tolling in him having a wife, he's definitely not going to go and be Megarisher until he knows that she's dying. And if so, perhaps this is not a good get, because the Tanai is not Niskayim till Achar Misa. And therefore, Rabbi Kveger explains, that's what the Gemara has to say, that this Tanai could possibly be Niskayim before she dies. If he realizes that she's definitely going to die, then he could go ahead and be Megarisher by going into the Beis HaKnesses and being Mekayim the Tanai. So it is possible for her to have a Kiyum HaTanai and definitely be Megureshes even before she dies. Therefore, it's not a problem of Krisus. So that's what the Gemara says, that he can go ahead and cause the get to take place, be Mekayim the Tanai before she dies. So therefore, it is a good get. But Ein Echanami, B'derech Klal, any Kiyum HaTanai, as long as it's possible for it to be Niskayim before she dies, then even if it will be Niskayim only after she dies, that's also a good get, it's Chal U'Mafreya. Now one final Nakuda, the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis brings a Machlikis in the Braisa, Kohen Gadol Makriv Einin Ve'ina Yoichel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Hayoim. Rava, or according to one Gersa Rabba, explains what does it mean, Kalayim? Lahaviyam Yotarech Beisai. That the Kohen Gadol, not only can he do Avodah, but he should do Avodah. Even if he's at home, you bring him to the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah Kol HaYoyim. On that, Abaya asks a stira from where Rabbi Yehuda says in a different Braisa. It says, HaYoyimidu Merkav Ragabi Mizbeach V'shoma Shameis Loimeis Meniach Avodosei V'yoytzei Divi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Yomer Yigmar. So Rashi explains this second Braisa is referring to a Kohen Hedyet. If a Kohen Hedyot becomes an Einain, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Miniach Avodosei V'yoytzei, he does not do Avodah, he stops immediately and goes out. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he could finish the Avodah. Now Rashi explains, what was the Kasha that Abaya asked on Rabba? Rashi says, because since Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's Machmer by Aninus, and he says that the Kohen Hedyot has to stop immediately, so it's not Mestaber that by Kohen Gadol, he's the Tanu who holds that we dafka tell him that he should do Avodah. It's Machlef Shitosei. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Tosfos, the Ramaschul Hayoimedu Makriv, he quotes Rashi, who learns the Braisa is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. And Tosfos says, no, the Braisa means a Kohen Gadol. And even though a Kohen Gadol can do Avodah when he's an Einain, so what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says, Meniach Avodosei V'yotzei? Tosfos says it means that it's a Din D'Rabbanon. The same way later on, Rava explains that there's a Din D'Rabbanon that a Kohen Gadol should not do Avodah, Gezeira Shema Yoichel. So that's what the Gemara meant to ask at this point as well. How can we explain to Yehuda that he should bedafka come to Avodah if in the other Beis we see that by a Kohen Gadol, Midarabonon, we tell him, Miniach Avodosei V'yotzei? And Tosfos asks on Rashi, how could the second Braisa possibly be talking about a Kohen Hedyot? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? How could Rabbi Yossi hold Yigmar? The din is that a Kohen Hedyot who does Avodah when he's an Einain is Mechalal Avodah. How can we possibly say that he can finish the Avodah? The Avodah is possible by a Kohen Hedyot. The Gvur Sari as well asks Akasha and Rashi, and he brings rayas that it's not possible to say that a Kohen Hedyot could be finish off the Avodah. The Avodah is possible, it's Mechulal. And he says the din that an Einan is Mechalal Avodah is learnt out of a Baal Mum. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim says. And by a Baal Mum we know the din is, the Gemara in Zvachim Tez Zayin says, Hayamaze, if he was sprinkling the dam, V'nikto yodoy shal maze, ad shalo higia dam mizbeach, possible. If the Kohen sprinkled the dam, and after the dam already left his hand was severed and he became a Baal Mum, the Gemara says that if the dam had not yet reached the Mizbeach, at the time the Kohen became a Baal Mum, the Avodah is possible. So the Gvir Sari asks, if in that case, where he only became a Baal Mum after he finished already doing his Maisa, the dam already left his hand, he did not have to do any further Maisa to be Machshir the Avodah, and still the din is, that's considered that he became a Baal Mum in the middle of the Avodah, and the Avodah is possible. So definitely by an Einon, where he still has to finish off, complete the Maisa, how can we allow him to do it? It's possible, and the Avodah is Mechulal. And he leaves off with a Kasha on Rashi. Now Reb Shach, in the Sefer Avi Ezri, Hilchos Bias Migdosh, Perek Beis, Halacha Vov, he says a Mahalach to answer Rashi. And he bases it on a shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins over there, Bias Migdosh Perek Beis Halacha Hey. Kohen Shiyotza Min HaMikdosh B'Shas Avodah Chayiv Misa Bein Kohen Gadol Bein Kohen Hedyot. Shenemar Umi Pesach Oyal Moyed Loiseitzu Pen Tamusu. The Rambam is quoting a pasuk in Parashas Shmini, when Naduv and Aviyah were nifter, and it says that Aaron and Bonov, they were not allowed to go out of the Pesach Oyal Moyed. And from here we learn that both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, even if they become an Einan, they're not allowed to leave Pesach Oyal Moyed. This is based on a Sifri, the Kesef Mishnah brings, that from this pasuk we learn L'dayreis, so the Rambam holds that even a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to go out of the Mikdosh if he becomes an Einan. The Rambam continues in Halacha Vav, that what's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? We do find a pasuk specifically by a Kohen Gadol that says, U'min HaMikdosh lo yetzei v'lo yichalal. So the Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol continues to do Avodah even when he's an Einan. Whereas a Kohen Hedyot, he can't do Avodah, and if he does Avodah, the Avodah is possible. Now the Ravid over here argues on the Rambam. The Ravid says that if he cannot do Avodah, then he's allowed to go out of the Beis HaMikdash also. There's no such din that a Kohen Hedyot can't leave. And he says the Sifri, which the Rambam is based on, that says that you learn from here the Deiris, that is only for a Kohen Gadol. And he says, because Elazar and Yisomar had a din of a Kohen Gadol, they were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And therefore, the Deiris, only a Kohen Gadol has this din, that he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, whereas a Kohen Hedyot can. And the Aviezri explains the shita of the Rambam, why a kohen-headed cannot leave. The pshat is because it's not chal on him, dinei aninus. There's no din that he's supposed to go and be metamet to his kravim and be misabel. Since he was doing aveda, b'shas they died, the din aninus is not chal on a kohen while he's doing an aveda. And he says that's the same gather as the din that a kohen gadol does not become an oinin. The Gemara in Ma'id Katan Daf Yudalit says that by a kohen gadol, all year long is like a regel. And just like on a regel, on a yontif, aninus is not chal. The din is that even a kohen hedyet on a yontif, if he becomes an oinin, he can continue doing avodah because the aninus is not chal on him. So the kohen gadol all year round is like a regel, the aninus is not chal. And the din of a kohen hedyet as well, according to the Rambam, if he's doing avodah when the relative dies, aninus is not chal. And therefore Rashi holds, b'shitas Rabbi Yosi, that since the aninus is nachal, he could even finish the avodah. Now the truth is, this last nakuda, really, even the Rambam, who says that he can't go out of the Beis HaMikdash, holds that he does not do avodah. So the Aviezri explains that in that nakuda, Rashi would argue on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that aninus is nachal, and therefore, he does not have to go out of the Beis HaMikdash to be metameh, there's no din that he should be misabel, but at the same time, he cannot do avodah. Rashi holds that since the aninus is nachal, since he was doing avodah at the time, he can even go and finish the avodah that he's doing. That's the pshat and shitas Rashi. And therefore the kasha that the Gvursari asked from a balmum is not shver b'chlal. By a balmum, if he becomes a balmum in the middle of the avodah, ein echanami, he has to stop doing avodah, and if he continues, the avodah is mechulal. Whereas an oinon, even though the din of an oinon is learned from a balmum, but if a relative died while he's doing the avodah, he does not become an oinon b'chlal. By a balmum, if his hand was severed, he becomes a balmum. The fact that he's in the middle of a avodah does not make it that it's not considered a mum. So since he became a balmum, if he continues doing avodah, the avodah is mechul. But by an oinen, if in the middle of his avodah, the relative dies, he does not become an oinen. The aninus is not chal on him. Therefore, he could continue and complete the avodah according to Rabbi Yosi. And this, Avi, as he explains, is the Gemara's kasha. This is the seer in Rabbi Yehuda. By Kayin Hedid, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though he was in the middle of doing Avodah, so the Aninus was not Chal, still we do not let him complete the Avodah. This is a Din Darabonon, Midereisa, he can do the Avodah. The Aninus wasn't Chal. So if Rabbi Yehuda made a Gzera by Kayin Hedid, who's not an Oinen, that he should not do Avodah, so how could we say by Kayin Gadol, where also the Aninus is not Chal, that he should Bedafka come from his house and do Avodah? In other words, a kohen hedyet, whose relative died while he's doing the avodah, has the same din of a kohen gadol. By both of them, the aninus was not chal. So how could Rabbi Yehuda, on one hand, by a kohen hedyet say that he should be dafka stop and not do the avodah, and by a kohen gadol, we dafka tell him to come from his house and he should do avodah? That's the Gemara's theory in Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Rava explains, no, Rabbi Yehuda means kol hayoyim, that he should not do avodah the whole day. We make the same gzeira, just like by kohen hedyet, we tell him to stop doing avodah, by kohen gadol as well, even though midaraisi he can't do avodah, because aninus was nachal, we do not let him do the avodah midarabonon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.